You're listening to heritageradionetwork.org. This is a live recording from the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference.
I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. You're listening to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. We are recording live from the Roger Smith Hotel here at the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference 2013. We're looking out over Lexington Ave and 47th Street. And in the pop-up studio, we have Dan FitzHenry. He's the director of sales and marketing of the Virginia Distillery Company.
Thank you for having me here.
So glad you made it, Dan. I know you're like, I thought we were supposed to be in Bushwick and Roberta's, but I have you in the city. Glad you made it.
Yeah, it was an easy trip. I love coming into the city.
I'm gonna have to take a picture afterwards and put it on Instagram and all that stuff so people can see you look just like a Virginia boy. Where are you from originally?
I grew up right outside of D.C. in Northern Virginia, Fairfax County, and just moved to work with the distillery to Charlottesville about 3 years ago.
Oh my gosh, Charlottesville is one of my favorite towns.
Isn't it?
Ever.
It's an awesome
I
town.
I love that place. I absolutely
it
love
is
the
beautiful.
Place. So I have to ask you, when you leave Charlottesville, Virginia, and you come to New York City, what does it do to you in terms of the energy? Because it's mad energy here, right?
It is unbelievable. Every time I come up, Virginia, it's a different culture down there. Obviously, we're a little bit more, especially with regards to alcohol, a little bit more buttoned up, a little bit more reserved. There's only 300 ABC alcohol beverage control stores. They're owned by the state. There's only 300 of those in all of Virginia, and I bet Manhattan has 300 alone. So people don't really pay attention to, or pay enough attention in my opinion, to really good spirits. Wine and beer are starting to come along, but whenever I come up here, there's amazing bar at every street corner.
I feel like there's a revolution that's going on in the South, though, around spirits, around cider, and particularly, I mean, I look at Virginia and I see all these cider companies that are popping up. And I also see like great classic cocktail bars when I go back down south. I'm originally from Georgia, and I'm like, wow, I mean, things are really, you know, moving very quickly in terms of the cocktail world and beverage and
indeed
spirits.
I mean,
world.
A lot of it starts up here, obviously. This is where the trends are set. This is where especially all of the cooler places like Dram and Post Office in Brooklyn, they're really setting the tone, but it's starting to trickle down. Richmond has some really great spots. I'll give a shout out to the Roosevelt and Saison and Max Whiskey Grill and Smokehouse in the Fan District. But even up in Northern Virginia, right outside of D.C., they're really starting to pay attention to cocktails, too.
So, Virginia Distillery Company is located in Charlottesville.
We're just about a half an hour south of Charlottesville.
So, what's there? Tell me about the town. Tell me about what else is near the distillery.
We are, once you get south of Charlottesville, it's pretty rural. We are in the mountains, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. We are right between Charlottesville and Lynchburg, a little town called Lovingston. The county seat of Nelson County, but a tiny little town, beautiful city, kind of set up in the mountains there. And we are just north of the actual town itself. We own 100 acres. It's historically called Eads Hollow, which is why our first whiskey that we created is called Eads Double Malt Whiskey.
Uh-huh.
So we connect our brand to our land. And
100 and acres.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. It used to be an orchard, so there's natural clearings. So we didn't have to take down a lot of trees or anything like that. The 40 acres we're going to build our warehouses on are already cleared. You know, we just got to build the warehouses on it.
Cool. Okay, so the definition of a whiskey. I'm always so damn confused, Dan. Like, what's a whiskey? What's a scotch? What's the difference?
Let me help to clear that up for you. Whiskey is the kind of overarching term for spirit distilled from fermented grain. So whiskey actually came from the Gaelic term ushkibeha. That's the Scottish Gaelic pronunciation, which means water of life. So that first word, ushki, got kind of transformed over the centuries into whiskey. So when we say whiskey, we're talking about water of life. So think of whiskey as kind of the most basic kind of form. It's a distilled beer. Brandy is a distilled wine. You can make apple brandy with distilled cider, whiskeys, distilled beer. And what we are doing at the Virginia Distillery Company, we're making single malt whiskeys. Usually those are done in Scotland. That's Scotland's bread and butter is making single malt whiskey. That is made with 100% malted barley, water, and yeast. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
A bourbon, by contrast, has to be 51% corn and aged in a newly used charred American white oak barrel. Single malts from Scotland are typically aged in used bourbon barrels. So there's some, you know, the difference between the whiskeys are the grains they use and the way they age them.
And what's the history of whiskey making in Virginia? Is there a rich history?
Oh, yes.
So when you think about Kentucky, I automatically think, I don't necessarily think about Virginia.
Well, Kentucky used to be part of Virginia. The first distillery in America was in Virginia at Mount Vernon, George Washington's home. And he had a Scottish, I believe he was a farm manager, I could be wrong on that, but he kind of came to George Washington and suggested a way of storing the value of the grains that they grew on Mount Vernon, and got distillation at that time was a way to do that. You didn't have to worry about preserving your crop. You could distill it, and it basically kept forever, and you could sell that and make money off of that. So Mount Vernon was the first distillery. Prohibition hit Virginia pretty hard. It's a pretty conservative state, religiously. So once Prohibition was being repealed, the lawmakers kind of made deals with the teetotalers, the pro-Prohibition people, to kind of allow Prohibition to be repealed, but they created blue laws. So there's no sales on Sunday. They set up the three-tier system. The government control of liquor stores in Virginia. So that has kind of held back the legal formation of a distilling industry, but now there's only a handful of distilleries in Virginia, probably five or six. But moonshine, Franklin County, Virginia, is the moonshine capital of the world. So they've been making whiskey in Virginia. You know.
Oh, yeah, maybe some of those shows I see on TV, like Moonshiners.
Yeah. Maybe Franklin County, which is near Roanoke, Virginia, southwest, they make all kinds of whiskey, moonshine, whatever you want to call it, up in them hills.
So you brought some booze.
I did.
I'm glad I had a large breakfast, but anyway, I just had an egg and cheese sandwich. I've already been smelling on it.
Mm-hmm.
What am I about to drink now?
You have our newest bottling. That's our Virginia Highland Malt Whiskey. Basically, we are still building our distillery. So what we're doing is creating whiskeys using Scottish malt whiskey. So we're creating interesting products using our
distillery. It's very smooth.
Yeah.
And I'm not a whiskey drinker. Oh, wow.
Awesome. That's great. So this Virginia Highland Malt started as an aged malt whiskey from the Highland region of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
We brought it back to Virginia and put it into port wine barrels from a local winery that's just north of Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
They were French oak, Burgundy, and Bordeaux barrels, freshly emptied of their port contents that the winery was making. So we put the whiskey that we brought from Scotland into that and let it sit for about 3 months. And I brought the original whiskey. I know visual is not good for radio, but you can see the color difference that original whiskey.
Oh yeah,
I'm
looking at this. This is before it goes. So you have a little small container here.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
is before it goes into the barrel.
Indeed, it's already aged, but it kind of has a Chardonnay color, very pale.
So how long is the aging process for you guys to get this Virginia Highland malt whiskey?
When we put it into the wine barrels, it sits there for about 3 months.
Okay.
And the whiskey is at cask proof, so about 61% alcohol in it. Dissolves all the wine that's soaked into the port barrel into the whiskey itself. So
I love the label, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very proud of our label.
Other one that you have, this is the double malt whiskey. What's the difference between the Virginia Highland malt whiskey and the small batch double malt whiskey Highland?
That is the first thing we did. We started our distillery. We started the company in 2007,
mm-hmm.
and so we wanted to bring a product to market to introduce ourselves to our customers and build relationships with distributors and restaurants. And so we created these Eads double malt whiskeys named after our property. Like I said, they were done in concert with Jim McEwen of Brooklady Distillery. He's getting a lot of notoriety. He's one of the best distillers in Scotland, but he kind of guided us in the creation of these products. They are two wine finished single malts that are paired together.
Okay.
So the Eads Highland that we have here, this is our second edition, two 10-year-old Highland single malts, and that basically means from two different distilleries. Clynelish is a very nice distillery in Scotland, up on the northeastern coast. We finished that in a Chateau Lafite Bordeaux barrel and paired that with a 10-year-old Ben Nevis, which is kind of central Highland region. We finished that in a Grenache Blanc barrel.
Cool. I love it. It's really a good
whiskey. Yeah, the Virginia Highland Malt is delicious.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, you can, and I would probably be the drinker that needs like an ice cube. And I know some people like, you don't put ice in whiskey, you just drink it neat or whatever all those terms are. But this is good.
I'm glad you like it. And that's a 92 proof whiskey. That's a big whiskey.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iTunes, and Stitcher for more. Visit our website, heritageradionetwork.org, for all of our 30-plus weekly podcasts. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.